Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a Wednesday morning. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live, Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You've got Mike Pete across the way and Bogus with your updates. We take you for the next 3 hours right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific, here on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius and XM 206 app as well. And you can hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, at Taz the Moose, at Mark Malusis, at Official Taz. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bro?
Good, Moose. Good, good. Looking forward to another kick booty show here. We have a special guest coming on later on. Looking forward to that. And talk some football, NBA, sports in general. Just do our thing, right? That's what we do. Guys, we get ready for the big NFL weekend. You know?
No doubt. Championship Sunday. Ryan Wilson's going to join us as Taz just hinted at. CBS Sports NFL analyst will join us coming up in the third and final hour as we start to lock in on the two championship games that we'll see this weekend, AFC-NFC title game, Chiefs and Patriots, as everyone knows, in Kansas City. Late game Sunday, early game Sunday is going to be down in New Orleans as the Saints entertain the Los Angeles Rams. But the Philadelphia Eagles making some news yesterday, and let's hear from their head coach, Doug Peterson, as he announces the Eagles' intentions at quarterback moving forward.
Carson is the quarterback going forward. And in Nick's case, listen, we'd love to have everybody back throughout the roster. But as I've said many, many times, you know, it's not about one guy. You know, it's about the team, and we're going to do what's best for the team.
You look at that. So, I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles look to cut any kind of story off at the knees right from the get-go. A couple days after getting eliminated by the New Orleans Saints, you know, we'll hear from Peterson again and also their general manager and Howie Roseman here momentarily, Taz. But making the bold statement, I don't know if it's necessarily bold, but making the statement that Carson Wentz is their quarterback, even with all the success that we've seen here down the stretch of the last 2 years of Nick Foles winning a Super Bowl last year, helping the team get to the postseason this year, being big game Nick. It's going to be Carson Wentz. That is their quarterback and signal caller moving forward.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, like, more or less to your point, I don't think anyone's shocked, right, to hear it. But I think you nailed it. You know, the Eagles are trying to, you know, cut that story up before it becomes a big story, that Wentz is their guy. You know, and now as long as Wentz can stay healthy, we've seen it for two seasons now. We know how great the guy is. I mean, just last year he was fixing to be the NFL MVP, and then he blew the knee out. But what is he, like four years younger than Nick Foles? So, I mean, you know, he's a guy that is a massive playmaker when he's upright, Carson Wentz. So no shocker to hear that. But Nick Foles, you know, like we kind of touched on yesterday, he's got some leverage right now with the NFL.
Well, he does, and we'll get into his contract scenario here momentarily because it does get a little detailed. It's interesting when you look at you know, the Eagles, what about the concern about for Peterson about Wentz and not being able to stay healthy?
We have a lot of confidence in Carson and his ability to be our quarterback and to be hopefully, you know, a 19-game starter when we look at the season, what we're trying to do. That being said, coach, from the day he came here, quarterback's always going to be a priority position for us. We're always going to try to have talent at that position. We got great quarterback teachers in this building, and you know, we're always going to be looking at that spot and trying to improve like any other spot that's important to our football team.
Yeah, there's the voice of Howie Roseman, who's you know, running the pro personnel department, GM of the Philadelphia Eagles. And so for, you know, the Eagles here, they'll have a decision to make in terms of Nick Foles. What do you do? There's a mutual option for $20 million. If the option is picked up, Foles can buy himself out of that option for $2 million. They could franchise tag him as well and hold on to the asset. You know, we had Billy Devaney on, and if you missed that interview yesterday, you can check out the podcast at radio.com or Apple Podcasts. But I want to play a quick cut here from Devaney, who's now the Atlanta GM in the Alliance for American Football, former Rams general manager. We asked him the question, what would you do with Nick Foles if you were the Eagles?
I'm probably, I guess, in the minority. I find a way to try to keep Foles, whatever you have to do to keep him. But when Carson Wentz was coming out, I absolutely loved him. Thought he was the best player in the draft. had all the physical skills. There was one thing that always kind of bothered me about him was his durability. There was a reason this guy was at North Dakota State. He was hurt his senior year in high school. He was not heavily recruited. He was hardly recruited at all. Nobody knew who he was. He didn't play. You know, there's been questions now since he's been at Philadelphia. Now, they're legitimate injuries. This guy's as tough as anybody. But I know in Howie Roseman, the general manager at Philadelphia, he's got to be holding his breath. He said, if we go Foles, and I mean, we're going full bore with Wentz, I hope he makes it through the season. That's the only knock on Wentz at this point in his career. And the window is now for Philadelphia. I mean, if they've got to take a shot next year. It's not that young a team. They have to go for it, and I think their best chance to go for it is try to keep Foles. You have Carson Wentz on his rookie contract, so it's not like you're trying to keep two really high-priced quarterbacks on your roster. You can afford to pay Foles way more than what a normal number two would be, and you'd still be able to live with it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Taz, listen, I don't have an issue with what the Eagles did. And the decision that they made yesterday, but there are concerns, and Billy Devaney ran through a couple of those concerns. Wentz doesn't stay healthy. He does get hurt a lot.
He's
a really talented quarterback, but you know he has a problem holding up to the beating that he has taken in the National Football League. Now, one of those reasons why he takes maybe more hits than say Nick Foles is he holds on to the football longer than Nick Foles. Something that was pointed out down the stretch. Foles does alleviate some of the pressure of the offensive line because with that RPO option that they throw in there, he's getting rid of the football relatively quickly for the most part. Not every single snap when they're throwing the football, but there are concerns here for Philadelphia. Are you better served paying Nick Foles a high amount of money to be the backup quarterback as next year is an all-in season trying to get back to the Super Bowl? Are you better served of trying to pair off and trade Nick Foles and add another asset to help your team and hope that Wentz stays healthy?
Yeah, I think that you look at Nick Foles, and if you're the Eagles, it happened this year, you know, and last year it came out great because Foles was a Super Bowl MVP. But the thing is, Nick Foles is not a really good contingency plan. He's an amazing contingency plan because, you know, how good he is in the postseason, how clutch he is in games. And let's be honest, you know, if Jeffries catches that ball, you know, this is a whole different topic. I mean, this past Sunday, right or wrong? I mean, that was a well-thrown ball.
No doubt.
What I mean? No knock on Jeffries. He didn't even want to drop the ball. But you know what I mean? So Nick Foles is still, the goods are still there. And he's an amazing contingency plan. But you're right. What kind of money do you want to spend on that? And again, you know, Billy Devaney, our guest yesterday, made a great point about, you know, him playing in high school when he's hurt. He wasn't highly recruited because he was hurt. And there's a history of Wentz being injured. So you hate to say, well, is this guy injury prone? I mean, you know, he's a very athletic quarterback too. You know, you're right. He stays in the pocket. No doubt about it. He'll wait. He'll take a hit. He's tough, man. But he'll also run. He's got a lot of athleticism, and he'll take some hits. So, you know, it's a tough thing if you're the Eagles right now. But you can't blame them for saying Wentz is their guy. He's the guy invested. He's the younger guy, and he is their hood ornament quarterback. Even though he hasn't been healthy 2 years in a row.
All right, but okay. So, and I don't disagree with any of that. But for the Eagles, are they best served having Foles as the backup? Or they best serve trying to get Foles on that 1 year deal,
right,
whether it be a franchise or whether it be the mutual option, and then trying to trade Nick Foles.
So, okay, quick question though.
So here's the
deal.
They
keep Foles. What's it? Soup to nuts. What's it going to cost them to keep him on the bench?
Well, so there's a mutual option for $20
million. $20 million.
Right? Now, if the option is picked up, Foles can buy himself out of that option for $2
million. Right, okay.
It would cost him $2 million to get himself out of that option. The Eagles can not do anything with the option. The Foles cannot do anything with the option. They could franchise him. But you got to remember, you franchise him, he's getting paid on average of a top five quarterback in the National Football
League.
To sit on the bench. So you're going to be paying him $24 million dollars to sit on the bench. So are you going to do that? Now, you could franchise him, hold on to his rights, and then try and trade Nick Foles. Mm. But let me throw another something I was thinking about. Do you think Nick Foles has to be off the Philadelphia Eagles for Carson Wentz to grow?
Well, that's a great point. And to answer, the short answer is yeah.
I agree with you. I think you're right.
I never thought of that, but I think you make a really, really good point. Yeah.
Because I think for the Eagles, and I'm not, I think there's concern about the injury history of Carson Wentz, Taz, but I also think it doesn't do Carson Wentz any favors knowing that a guy that won a Super Bowl for that city, that's beloved by every Eagle fan in that city.
And the team loves him.
Is sitting right behind him, waiting to step in. I don't think that's necessarily good for the growth of a young signal caller.
I think it's a great point, great observation, great everything on your part. Yeah, you're right, and I agree with you. I actually never thought of it like that, but definitely, as soon as you said it, it triggered my brain. Yeah, because if you are Wentz, you know, that guy's behind you there. Yeah, it's not even that. It's a motivational factor or something to motivate for Wentz. It's that he is loved by the city. By the team, the players love this guy. They respond better, it seems, late in the year to Foles than they do Wentz. Then again, we don't know how the team responds as to Wentz.
He's not there.
He gets banged up.
No, true. But, I mean, is it real? Like, I look at the Eagles now, Taz. I think they're Nick Foles' team.
I think you're right.
I got to look at it as being Carson Wentz's team. And to me, that's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I think that's a problem for Carson Wentz where – I'm not saying it's nothing of Nick Foles is doing. He's a good guy. All he's done is perform.
And I'm not
saying that Carson Wentz is afraid of competition. I'm sure he embraces competition. He wouldn't have gotten to that level, Taz, if you were not an ultra competitive guy. You know that better than anybody.
Absolutely.
My point being is that you also, I think, though, there are some guys where when you have somebody of that stature that delivered the city their first Super Bowl trophy, that's a lot for a guy to overcome, especially at that position.
Yeah.
You know, I likened it earlier on. When Nick Foles comes into the game, it almost seems like the gladiator coming into the Roman Coliseum down at the Lincoln Financial Field. The roar from the crowd down there, they absolutely love Nick Foles because of what he brought to that city and what he brought to that franchise.
And he's humble, too.
Yeah.
So he's a hard-working, blue-collar-esque type guy who's humble. And that city in Philadelphia, that northern section of Pennsylvania there, they all could relate to that.
No doubt.
You know, so they dig
him
big time. So, you know, the thing people need to realize, though, too, about Wentz, though, like for this offseason, he's not going to be rehabbing a knee,
he's
right?
He's not.
So he'll be training his body, you know,
He's got to overcome that back.
Correct.
That, right.
But it's better. It's a lot less ambitious task than rehabbing
a
knee.
No question. Right.
So my point is he'll be training as a football player would train, which no one doubted his talent, Wentz's talent, once the season started. I mean, some of us, I felt like he kind of rushed himself back in there to get playing. I think part of it was just competitiveness. Part of it is, to your point, not that he's got anything against Foles, but, he wants that team to be his team.
Yeah.
He knows that's supposed to be.
I'd be rushing back, too.
Of course.
I just sitting on the bench.
Course.
The other guy just won a Super Bowl.
I know.
He's a conquering hero. I'm like, get me back in the game.
Damn
I'm
right.
ready to play.
I know. I agree.
I mean, honestly, I don't fault him for that, but I agree with you.
You know,
I do think he did rush back.
He did. And look, maybe something with his back. Who knows? Compensate from the knee. You never know. The body's a weird thing. These are pro athletes. These are elite athletes. And the good thing for Wentz, though, he will be, like we were just saying, he will be training his body, not rehabbing his knee. And working his arm, working this work. You know, look, the guy is, as long as he can stay healthy, he's the bomb, man. He's legit.
Great quarterback.
He really is. And he's a tremendous, he's fun to watch. But that contingency plan of Nick Foles is amazing. And if they got to keep him, it sounds like it's going to cost them a lot of
coin. Well, it's going to cost them a lot of money if they decide to keep him. But to the point that Devaney is, you're not paying Wentz the kind of money that he's going to get paid. So you might be able to survive that for yet another year. You can't survive for it long term. You can't pay two quarterbacks $20-plus million a year. You'd be paying nobody else on your team. But you can do it when you're not paying your starter all that much money. And that's where the Eagles are right now. But for Foles, we brought it from a Wentz perspective mentally. What about when you look at it from a Foles perspective? He loves the city of Philadelphia. I think if he had his druthers and you gave him a little truth serum, Taz, and you asked him, I think he'd love to be the starting quarterback of Philadelphia. I think he gets that city. I think he adores putting that uniform on. He's talked about how special that city is to him and that organization is to him. But the future's not there. What you do give him credit for is taking advantage of an opportunity in which at one point in time he was ready to retire and call it a career, goes back to Philadelphia, and has rejuvenated himself. Now, my question to you is this. For Foles, there's going to be teams out there that are going to be interested in Nick Foles. The Giants are going to be interested in Nick Foles.
Yeah.
I would imagine the Jacksonville Jaguars
definitely
would be interested in Nick Foles.
Definitely.
I imagine the Denver Broncos would be a team that would be interested in Nick Foles. Any team that's looking for that quarterback, and he has shown himself to be a big-game player, if you were Nick Foles and you were able to pick your spot of where you would like to land next year, what organization would you like to land?
The first thing in my brain would be the Giants. I was talking to Mikey B about this the other day. He was mentioning maybe Foles. He's a big Giants fan, as you know. So I would say the Giants only because of a couple things. It's a similar fan base. It's that NFC East. He knows it. Knows Shermer. You know what I mean? And that running game, you know, what you got the best now to be a second-year running back next year. Barkley, Saquon, he's friggin' phenomenal, right? So you're gonna have that run game, which you need as a quarterback to loosen those linebackers up. If I'm Foles, I would probably, just off the top of my head, I would say Giants. That's what I think.
You would really say Giants.
Yeah.
One of the other team might be the Washington Redskins. I'd cross them off if I were Nick Foles right off the bat. Even though there is familiarity, they are an awfully run franchise.
Dude, you know, this guy's only going to be 30 years old in a couple days.
It's crazy. By the way, Drew Brees, just on a side note, turned 40 yesterday.
Did he turn 40 yesterday?
Well, happy birthday. 40. Even though he's, you know, my birthday rule, but I'll say happy birthday to the great Saints QB.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us, all other people besides yourself, to celebrate birthdays, Taz. If I had to pick one of those teams, I get your point about the Giants. I look at which organization do I trust the most to get myself to a winning team. Do I look back of what, when John Elway, now Nick Foles is not Peyton Manning, I get it, but John Elway went, got Peyton Manning from Indianapolis and said, you know, I'm going to build you a championship caliber team. You know, he had two great offensive years. Then in his third year with the Broncos, they win a Super Bowl. It was all based on the defense, as Manning physically was, you know, melting down right before our eyes, but was good enough, you know, in the postseason to help that team win a Super Bowl. I would probably say the team that I maybe trust the most aggressive of that group, I would probably say is the Broncos.
Broncos, huh? Is it because of Elway?
Because of Elway. Yeah. You know, because of that experience. But I can understand. Listen, I could get the Giants aspect. The Giants aspect would be, I've got Barkley, I've got Beckham, and I've got a head coach that I have a relationship with in Pat Shurmur.
That's what I'm saying, you know.
So that would be the team I would probably stay away from. That might be the team last year that went to the AFC Championship game, Taz. I'd probably avoid the Jaguars.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would avoid the Jaguars, too.
I don't love Marone as a coach. I do trust Coughlin. I don't like the way that that team quit at certain points this year. The defense got bullied around. To me, it would be between the Broncos and the Giants.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like I said, I would go Giants, even though a lot of people think the thing that makes sense is in the draft for the Giants to take Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State because they want to be young. The Giants want to be young, and they want to build a young squad, a young team. But I don't know, man. I think Shermer and the Giants want to win next year in that organization. I don't know if they're in a rebuild. I don't, you know, even though they got the sixth pick right now in the draft, the Giants. So I think you get a guy like Foles. You get a guy not just who has experience, but he's got postseason experience and success in the postseason. Is a freaking MVP in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So he can, and he's not, he's, how old's Eli? Anybody, how old's Eli, roughly?
Eli, I would say 38 years old.
You got Foles, bro, who's 7-8 years younger than Eli. You know what I mean? So that's a nice age right there to help the young running back.
I can see that.
You know, and Beckham seems like he's maturing a little more, like as far as his attitude off the field.
Yeah.
And we know how great he is. I mean, Giants got a lot of components to win games, I mean, next year, if they get the right QB. Well, a rookie quarterback coming out of college, would that be the right QB? Probably not. Not in this draft, because you don't have the litany of quarterbacks like you had last year.
No, you don't. And Gettleman made it perfectly clear when he ended his press conference, when he had a press conference to close out the year before heading into the postseason, that week between week 17 and wild card week, he's basically said, the way that I approach a top 10 pick is I'm drafting the best possible player on the board.
That's it.
I'm not reaching for need. I'm there to draft, you know, all Pro Bowl caliber players, and we'll stick to our board. Whoever's sitting there that we believe is the best player on that board, we'll draft that player because you need all the great players you can get in order to win.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I just thought about something.
What's that?
Kind of funny because I'm not an Eagle fan, neither are you. But any Eagle fans out there, I apologize ahead of time. Could you imagine if Foles goes to the Giants, the Eagle fans would be pissed.
Oh, they'd be, yeah.
Just up 95 north a little bit.
And if he ever won with the Giants,
oh,
how about that?
Oh, God, they'd be so mad.
Imagine an athlete going and winning a championship in Philly and then going to New York and winning a championship with the Giants.
For those that don't realize, you know.
Well, there's a hatred between Philadelphia and New York. They can't stand one another.
Yeah, and Philadelphia is so close to New York. I mean,
it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's 95 north, for those that know. I-95, just straight north from Philly, and you're there. So, dude, oh, my God, that would be
It would be insane. I agree with you. It would be crazy.
So, man, the
Philadelphia fans. Well, we'll see. We'll see exactly where Foles does end up. Maybe it's in a Giant uniform. Maybe it's in a Bronco. Maybe it's a Skin. Maybe it's a Jaguar. Maybe... who knows? Maybe he still is residing in the city of Philadelphia next year. I want to hear from you. What do you think of the decision by the Philadelphia Eagles? Did they make the right call sticking with their young franchise signal caller in Carson Wentz? And what would you do if you were Nick Foles? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I know Taz got some questions yesterday on social media about our fantasy football league.
Oh, yes, there was. Yes, there was.
And we will provide an update for all the listeners who is the champion this year.
Yeah.
It ended about 3.5 weeks ago. We'll provide the update today. It's Taz and Lee.
Well, right. That's okay, though. Yeah.
Well, listen, we celebrated Christmas about 2 weeks afterward.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's Taz and the Moose. It's a Wednesday morning. It's CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
On a Wednesday morning, it is Taz and the Moose with you. 206 on Sirius XM, the app as well. The season's been over for quite some time, and that is season-long fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
Velotti, who was the champion of the Taz and the Moose League?
That would be me. Myself.
Congratulations, PDB.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on the victory. Who'd you beat in the championship game?
I believe Bogus.
Oh, you beat Andrew.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
So the fans that were part of this, nobody won. Like Cassandra Kelly, the Chan Man, right? They didn't win. Pete Gass isn't really a fan.
He didn't win.
He didn't win.
The Greek did not win. Well, Greek struggled this year.
Last place for the Greek.
Yeah. I think he had one win.
Yeah. Maybe Mike.
Greek mentally gave up.
If you don't mind, Mike, because if you're being that you're looking at it, I think you're looking at it. Can you go through what, you know?
I've got it in front of me. Yeah, Pete in first, Bogus second, the Evil Empire, the Chan Man came in third.
Oh.
Cassandra Kelly was either fourth or fifth because this app's not updating. And then I was in sixth. John's team in seventh. I don't think he really even played.
John
Honcho,
who?
Jastrzemski.
Oh,
Honcho
that's
Haas.
JJ. He's never playing again for us.
Taz, you came in eighth.
That's Moose, me, Honcho Haas.
Moose ninth, and then the Greek dead last.
Man, right. you and I sucked.
Yeah, not good.
Man, I was dialed in too, man. I was dialed in for many weeks. I was right in the middle of the pack. I was doing great, and then fell apart.
I had the built-in excuse. I draft night, you guys, teaching a class.
You were a professor.
You guys ran a draft.
You're a college professor once a year, and it was in that draft.
Well, yeah, it was that
you're
night
not
of
a
the
regular.
Draft.
You're not a regular. You're a sportscaster.
I understand that, but I teach a class every fall.
For like one day, and it was that day.
It had to be that day, correct.
It's unbelievable. The timing.
Correct.
The unluckiness.
Terrible. I would never have drafted Le'Veon Bell third overall.
So now... As far as that, wasn't there supposed to be prizes for any of the fans of the show and the We Over Nation? Nobody wants
shirts.
There's no shirts because they didn't win.
Well, I thought we were going to give them shirts for competing.
Well, wait, Mike, what did we say? Because
you said you would give them shirts for participating.
I said that?
You did, yeah.
Me.
We both
so
agreed.
So this is a singular show now,
no,
not a.
No. We both agreed. He's basically, we both agreed to it.
He said you, me. That's what I thought he meant.
No,
me.
I understand. Well, I said we.
I said we.
Shirts over. For people that right. participated, yes.
Thanks, Mike.
So now
we got to find two shirts for Chan Man and Cassandra Kelly.
No, four. PKS and the Greek.
The hell out of the Greek? He's not part of We Over Nation. Neither is Pete Gass. I'm not giving Pete Gass
a shirt.
Not
being a part of
it. It was just about being in the league.
Oh,
just being in the league.
You didn't
have to be in We Over Nation.
Sorry, it was my mistake. What if the Greek is, there's really no identity for the Greek. What if you're the Greek and then you're getting a free shirt?
We've been down this road before.
It's the Greek.
You know I'm not the Greek.
The Greek drop might be the best drop I've ever heard of.
No, it's the best thing.
Taz, Moose, it's the Greek. I'm coming to you from my studios in Astoria, Queens.
That's New York, by the
way. I can confirm Moose is not the Greek. I have communicated with the Greek.
I think I know who the Greek is. I believe it's not Moose. I believe it's not Moose. But I think I know who it is. I'm not going to say it because I'm going to do some investigating. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do some investigating. I think I know who it is. I can tell by the accent. Oh.
You can tell by the accent of the doctored voice?
Oh, yeah. Muffled voices. I'm very good with that. Gotcha. I have a great ear tone. I hear it. Like, I could tell right away.
So we need four shirts.
Okay. Get your credit card out or get your ATM or your debit card. Get some money out and give it to the shirt guy. That's all.
You're the shirt guy.
I'm not really the shirt guy. I got a connection to our guy. He's our guy, me and you.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get four shirts. I got the hookup.
You take care of it, I'll give you the money.
So we got to get now, this is where Mikey B, you got to do a little work. You got to get sizes, and that's it.
It's a hell of a lot of work. I know.
Because I was going to say other things, but that's it. Just sizes. Yes. There's no color options.
Thanks very much. All right, so we're just going gray.
It's going to be the most white, mundane, black. Horrible.
Yeah, no, Pete Gass asked for if he could get a shirt in teal.
Pete Gass can kiss my buttocks. That's the first thing.
That's a nice
okay,
shot.
He is just Pete Gass is getting whatever he gets, and he's a
I've
big
seen
man
in the shower.
That's a disgusting visual.
And Pete Gass is a big man, so this is going to cost us more money, Moose. Because you know, if it's over double X, it's more money. Pete Gass is probably
what was
a triple
Pete
X.
Pete Gass's finishing move, the Gass Man.
The Gass gimmick Schnabitz. It was
no,
I
his
think.
Finishing no. move was something like involving Gass.
He's never given me his finish because I've never put him over. So, to be blunt. But,
no, when he was wrestling.
Pete, hopefully
he was
he's
wrestling.
Not here. He's going to get so hot.
No, when he was wrestling.
No, I don't remember. I don't know. All I know is he's big.
Oh, the gas mask.
The gas mask. That's right. Yeah. He's a big dude,
on,
and it's going to cost us a lot. I know.
That's a terrible job.
That
has nothing to do with it. He's your friend of yours. That's a terrible job not to know his finishing move.
Listen, let's be honest. Pete Gass is an acquaintance of mine.
No, he's a friend of yours.
Okay, let's
I think
really
I'm
be
better friends with Pete Gass now than you are.
I think you might be.
Where he's spending the holidays. I talk to him more than you do. I know his finishing move. You're like, what are you talking about?
But I hooked Pete up with this place here in Orlando. He was going to Orlando to a Japanese place.
Nice.
Saito Sushi.
I'm not saying you haven't hooked him up.
I hooked him up.
So why do you direct message him? Why don't you text him?
Oh, because I don't give my phone number out to many people.
Stop.
I don't. You guys are lucky that you have my phone number. Actually, I'm going to change it soon.
You know what? I feel blessed every day.
No, I don't know why. I never changed numbers with Pete Gass. We're laughing now, but here's the problem. Like, it's going to cost us more money because Pete Gass is
big.
He
deserves it.
And I got a funny feeling.
Pete's been a great friend of mine for the last year.
I got a funny feeling the Greek is bigger than an XL.
He is not.
Okay, then it's not who I thought it was. The guy I thought the Greek was would be like a triple to a 4X.
No.
Big
it's not
racing.
Robbie Rosenhaus.
You've actually guessed this before.
I have guessed it before.
And you were incorrect the first
Robbie
time.
Robbie Rosenhaus thing, by the way, that was funny. Say it again, Mike. I'm sorry.
You had this guess before and have been incorrect.
Okay. You sure?
I remember you saying this. Yeah.
Well.
Who was your guess?
I don't want to say the name.
No. Who's the guest? Who are we talking about?
How annoyed. Muska. Stabile.
No, it's not
Stabile. He's guessed that before.
I did. I thought it was Stabile.
The Greek is not Anthony Stabile. The Greek is actually Greek.
I know, but he sounds, if you play the drum, he sounds like Stabile a little bit.
That's a doctor's voice.
Listen. It's the Greek. I'm coming to you from my studios in Astoria, Queens. Yeah.
That sounds like Stabile for real, like just normal.
No.
I mean, I like Anthony too.
The Greek and Stabile. No, they're not one in the same.
We need sizes. It's going to cost us more money for freaking Pete Gass.
Yeah, the
shirt
Gass
now.
Mask. Maybe
all of a sudden
he's got to
get a free shirt. What about the Kingsman? Can we get Kingsman a shirt?
How about I love how the guys that finished in like third, fourth, and fifth place got shirts.
That's what I'm saying. Pete, the,
yeah,
Pete's
what do I get for finishing second?
I won.
Well, you have a shirt already.
That's and true. So do you.
And you never wear it.
AB, you do. That's right.
I do underneath my sweatshirt.
Stop it.
Every day.
Stop. Too much.
You're such
He's
a liar.
I mean, it's probably true.
The nose is growing.
Summertime's coming, so you'll have to see the shirt. But, yeah, it's unfair, really, if you think about it. AB was in second place, and Pete finished in first place. And Pete was actually the commissioner, finished in first. Hello.
He's very good at fantasy football.
Yeah, I know.
And baseball.
Yeah.
No, hello. Both of them asked me before the show, like, listen, I know Pete was like, I know I won the league. Just, I don't need another shirt.
Seriously.
He didn't say
that. You and I could have used, though, is another another cup.
Got it. Oh, you want a little thermos?
Another tumbler.
I haven't seen any tumblers anywhere. They were given out for Christmas. I don't see one friggin' tumbler.
Regifted.
Not one. That's all right. It's the way it goes here.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I do. It's a great gift.
Who'd you give it to, Moose?
It's in my locker right now. You can open my locker.
It's always in your locker. I mean, so how do you go to your locker and drink coffee? Like, do you hang out in your locker?
No, I don't.
And then put it back in there.
In case I need it.
Like high school.
What are you, like, just pounding beers in your locker through the thermos? Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, what?
No.
All right, so we got to get the shirts now. All right, I'm past the thermos. You're never getting gifts again from me, any of it. My kindness was taken for weakness.
Stop.
Nah, stop my rear end.
Come on.
Listen to me.
What?
Shirts. Now the shirts.
No, we got to get the shirts.
The color of the shirts.
Yeah. Love the fact we got to get the Greek involved in the springtime. Maybe we'll do a little hoops with the Greek.
No, we'll have a meeting about that, a private meeting.
Well, the Greek is great.
I don't know.
It's time for the Greek selection. NCAA March Madness. The Greek
he finished in
pool.
Dead last. It
doesn't matter. Fantasy football. I'm talking about when he was World Cup. Greek was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He was picking winners left and right.
What's the
you were
ugliest,
sitting here? You remember?
He was actually. You're right. What's the ugliest color? I want to get these people.
No,
the
let's get him a nice color
T-shirt. No, I'm not kidding. Like an eggplant green. What do you think?
Mm.
A khaki.
No, we want them to actually wear it.
Oh, I don't care if they wear it.
Yeah,
getting a free gift. All of them. Sick of all of these
yellow
people.
With white lettering.
That's not bad, actually. That looks horrible. I think that's pretty good. Bright yellow too.
Keep you awake too.
What does that mean, Pete?
Yeah,
take really your bright. Sarcastic comments.
Yeah.
Shove them up your rear end.
That works for you. The battle for number one in the NBA's West was basically over after 12 minutes last night in Denver.
Durant takes it in stride down the right side. 5 seconds, crossover dribble to the rim. Coast to coast with a dunk. 51-35.
In the first quarter, Tim Roy, Warriors Radio, the 51 points, the most any team has scored in any first quarter in NBA history. Golden State eventually won in Denver, 142-111.
Well, we did great. This is our show. The Golden State Warriors. AB, you might not have been in here when we were talking about this yesterday.
No.
We deem this show, we are the Golden State Warriors of sports radio. Like
we are.
So basically we got Steph Curry. That is being played by Mike Bisceglia.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah, he is.
Okay.
Tried for Andre Iguodala. I didn't get it.
Okay.
Next to him is Boogie Cousins.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
I deemed the Moose Kevin Durant because Moose is the best. So
fair. Okay,
he's
that's
the best player on the team.
Sense.
So Moose is the best.
Right.
So you
got
to let him. He's the best. Moose is the best ever. So he should have the best player on the team. So Kevin Durant. And I will be Draymond Green.
Okay.
Perfect fit.
So I'm Klay Thompson.
No,
that's
was
what
disgust.
I said.
That
didn't, Pete rejected it.
Yeah, Pete rejected
he
it.
Said you're not. Oh, but Pete's
you're
the Marcus
you're
Cousins.
Quinn Cook. You're Quinn Cook. No.
Andrew Bogut back in the day.
I'll be Patrick McCall, who you can't afford
to keep. No, you were Kevin Looney, actually. That's who we said.
It's Kevon.
No, who did we say? Tiz. What did we say that Tiz? That's funny. What did we say, Mike? Do you remember
I don't think
Moose?
We really had one.
Hey, thanks, guys.
I just recommended
I'll see you guys
Thompson,
in an hour.
And I got rejected.
Yeah, you did.
I did recommend
yeah,
Thompson.
Please, and Bilotti, Mikey beat Steph Curry.
Right, and it was Bilotti and Bisceglia said Andrew Bogut.
That's right.
Pete settled for DeMarcus Cousins.
Because your names are similar.
Yes, that's exactly right.
But as long as Moose is KD, we're all happy, Moose. The best.
Stop. What are
the
you
best.
Talking?
No, you are the best.
You're such a wise. Thank you, Tess. I know I am.
You are the best. Kevin Durant. You are Kevin Durant.
The 76ers.
And I'll be the guy who gets to fight everybody. That's
right.
Everybody.
Right.
Who we may or may not hate.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Right. Exactly. He can be roundly thought of as the douche.
I'll be green. No problem.
The Sixers roughed up the T-Wolves 149-107, 19 points for Jimmy Butler in his first game against his former team. College hoops, the win streak is 11 for number 3 Tennessee, 106-87 over Arkansas. Fourth-ranked Virginia staying perfect, 81-59 over ninth-ranked Virginia Tech. Panthers owner David Tepper says the team is exploring all options for Cam Newton's lingering shoulder issues. It could be rest and rehab. It could be a second surgery. Tepper even preparing himself for the worst-case scenario. That's Newton missing next season. Rafael Nadal took the first two sets off Matthew Ebden, while Maria Sharapova still waiting to play on day 3 at the Australian Open. Caroline Wozniacki, Sloane Stephens, and Roger Federer have already won today. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Great job, buddy. That was awesome.
A former coach of Antonio Brown is critical of Antonio Brown. Yeah. We'll get into that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. It's time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros and submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. So mentioned during the going into break after Bogus's update that a former coach of Antonio Brown, and he was the offensive coordinator at one point in time before leaving Pittsburgh and then joining the staff of Chuck Pagano in Indianapolis and then becoming the Colts interim coach as he battled cancer, Pagano did, and successfully, thank God, and then became the Arizona Cardinals head coach and now is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach, and that is Bruce Arians, who said that he would not be interested in Antonio Brown, that he's too much of a diva, and that Antonio Brown is not the same player that the Pittsburgh Steelers drafted. Not physically, we're talking about now. We're talking about everything else that comes along with Antonio Brown besides his ability to help you out in special teams and catch the football as an NFL wide receiver.
Yeah, Arians basically said he's heard a lot of stories about, as of recent, how he is, speaking of Antonio Brown. And he said he plays as hard as anybody on Sunday. He practices really hard, too. But, he basically said, as a paraphrasing, Antonio Brown's got to make better decisions off the field as far as his punctuality and stuff like being on time or whatnot. That's what he said. So it's pretty interesting. You're the new head coach. You've been in the broadcast booth for a year. You're the new head coach of the Bucs. This guy's a stealer, kind of. And I understand he coached him. It's interesting to hear him say that about him. So it doesn't sound like Antonio Brown be going to Tampa Bay anytime soon.
No, it doesn't sound like that, and that's the concern. I mean, you can listen to every former NFL player, whether it be Jerry Rice and others, saying that he wants to be a San Francisco 49er. That's great. I mean, it's great, and we both are in agreement, Taz, that Antonio Brown's going to get traded this offseason by the Pittsburgh Steelers. It'll be fascinating, the team that he does go to. I'm not telling you that he's a losing player. I think Antonio Brown can help you win football games, but I will say that there's a lot of headaches.
Yeah.
That Antonio Brown and distractions, yeah. Great point, that Antonio Brown brings to the table that I don't know if there's a lot of NFL head coaches that are going to go out and look to embrace it. I really don't. Right. And that's the issue I have with Brown is I don't want to deal with the nonsense. I really don't. As Arian said, there's the little things that he doesn't do. Show up to practice on time. Show up to meetings on time. You're asked to run a hot read during a walkthrough. Run the hot read. What are you doing here? I mean,
calm down.
Honestly,
Exactly. You got me nervous there.
No reason to get nervous.
No,
I understand where you thought I was going. I didn't say it. I remember where
Which
we're
Which would
at.
Have been funny.
Yes, run the hot read. I mean, honestly, it's not that difficult for Antonio Brown to handle his responsibilities.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I've never heard you do that before. That was pretty funny. But it was good.
I agree with you too, Moose, by the way.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah, man, you know, I think, though, you're going to get some coaches some teams that will want to take that chance because how talented he is.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Look, we've all in our careers separately, you and I, coming up in our worlds separately, right, our separate worlds. I'm sure you've come across just like me, or you've heard of guys that you maybe you're going to do business with, guys or girls, that you're going to do business with, that you've heard a lot of negativity about. And what's the first thing you say to yourself? Well, this person's talented. I'm going to judge them for once I get to know them. Like, you give them that chance. You know what I mean? I've my wife and I always taught my son that. You know, you might hear things about someone, judge them first for how you judge them. Okay, take the information you hear, but a lot of times it could be hearsay or an agenda.
That's good advice.
It is, but with this guy here, it's been like himself. He's combustible. He's tweeting stuff, meaning Antonio Brown. He's been doing a lot of stuff. He's adding a ton of gasoline to these little fires that were with the Steelers and him and Tomlin. So if you're another coach, my point is that I do think some other coaches or a coach will say, okay, this guy's really talented. He's a superstar. He's going to put, he's going to put people in the seats in the building. Okay, and these stadiums are all big. He's a draw. He's going to draw people. He's a star. All right, so we've heard all this bad stuff about him. Just like Aaron said, I've heard the stories. A younger coach, hypothetically, might say, well, I'm willing to take that chance. I've heard the stories too, but I'm going to judge Antonio for what I see. We're going to take a chance on him. And that's what. Yeah, and then you got to hope for the best because he's going to end up somewhere, Moose. You know that.
No,
he's just too damn good.
And there's and that's a fair way to look at it. But I also think that if you're having issues with a player friendly coach in Mike Tomlin, see, I think there are guys that can't work and play for Bill Belichick. I think there are guys that can't work and play for other disciplinarians. Like go back a number of years ago, Bill Parcells, right?
Yeah.
There are guys that it just doesn't work. Now, if you can't play for a guy like Mike Tomlin, who's bent over backwards to placate you over the course of your career, as you've changed with the success, as your personality has changed with the money,
right,
and all of that is well-deserved because it's earned. I'm not talking about his personality
changing, but
all the money that comes his way. Taz, I also have to look at that saying, well, if you have issues with Mike Tomlin, what the hell are you going to do here?
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Tomlin is a
player's coach.
A player-friendly coach.
Yeah, he is.
He will be playing in the National Football League next year, and he'll be making $17, $18 million a year. God bless. But there's a lot. There are other guys, as Bruce Arians said, I think there are a number of coaches that say, I don't want the headache. I don't want to deal with that.
And you don't want that toxic person in your locker room. That's what you don't want. You know, you don't want that. Like, I'm a Bills fan, as you guys know. And I love our young quarterback. And if we got Antonio Brown, I think that'd be amazing. It'd be awesome. But I would worry that he would, like, inadvertently mess with
the development
of Josh
Allen.
I would worry about that.
Yeah. And I think that's a fair concern.
But I think that a lot of these coaches will judge him for what they think and meet with him, see where his head's at. And let's just to play it a little bit on Antonio Brown's side, he's been with the same organization right out of college, right? So 7, 8 years, whatever it is. Sometimes you need a different coat of paint. Sometimes you'll be in better behavior when you're around other people. A change of environment sometimes could help. And maybe that's what he needs, and maybe things will change. Who knows?
And maybe that is what Antonio Brown does need. But for the Steeler fan, they also don't want to hear it either.
No, they don't.
And great players help you win football games, and that's why Antonio Brown is, even with the drama that he causes, is still going to have a job, and he would help the Steelers. They're not going to be better off without Antonio Brown because of what he provides on the field, but off the field, they just don't want to deal with the nonsense, and Antonio Brown's at this stage almost giving them no other choice. Yeah. Are the Pats playing with house money in our next 1v1 quarterback challenge? That's next. Taz, Moose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.